Hello, everyone. Welcome back to In Bed with Alexa. I am totally ready to get in bed with myself. This is a new bed. You don't know this bed. I am in my home in Costa Rica. I have one boy here, Sam, my other baby there, Tofu. So if they jump in, just say hi and worship them as you should. This is a bonus episode. It'll be chill. It'll be calm. And I want to talk to you about the swingers cruise I went on. So I went on a swingers cruise with Desire. And I'm going to answer all the questions that I got on my Instagram and then fill in the blanks in case there's some things I didn't mention. So, question number one. I'm assuming you have to go as a couple, no singles. So this company does Desire cruises and Temptation cruises. In the Desire ones, you have to go in as a couple. And in the Temptation ones, you can go single, from what I understand. I might have the cruise director on soon because I'm trying to go work the cruises, like go do workshops on the cruises. So if that happens, I will definitely do an episode with him and he'll explain more about the logistics of that. But the one I went to, you had to go in as a couple unless you were working on the cruise. What was the range or average age? I would say most people were in their 50s, maybe 60s, probably 50s. There were people in their 40s, few in their 30s, and there were three of us in our 20s, all women. There was a 24-year-old, a 25-year-old, and me, 26-year-old. So it is an older crowd, for sure. Especially the Desire cruise. I think the Temptation cruises are a bit more, you can find more of the young crowd. But there was still a young crowd. And I had a blast, no matter what. I met the most amazing people, so. How did you find out about it? How can I attend? So I'm in the space, naturally, but I do follow like everyone I can. All the events, if I see one of my influencer friends going to an event, I want to go. Like I follow the page so I can go and I can keep up to date. And since I went to Hito last year in October, and that was my first like swinger experience, I've been immersing myself in the swinger community as well. So once you meet people, they're like, oh, are you going to this? And oh, are you going to that? And, you know, so on and so forth. They tell you about everything that's going on. And you can attend if you can afford it. You just have to book. I think the cheapest room, I think, was like $6,000 or something for 8 nights. We went to Brazil, started in Brazil. We did 4 stops in Brazil, 1 stop in Uruguay, and 1 stop in Argentina, Buenos Aires. So it was a really cool cruise. So it would have been the flights and then the cruise. I didn't pay for it, so I can't afford it. Can we admire my shirt for a second? Last time I was in New York, a friend gifted it to a friend. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, I am so sorry, but that's actually for me. Like, that is mine. So I usually get what I want. Okay. Next question. Are bi's guy visible / welcome? I did meet bi men, but it's very behind closed doors. Just like Zach was saying when we did our Hito episode, it's not as open, whereas bisexual women are celebrated and encouraged. And I did see some woman on woman play, not much. I think I did like the most scandalous woman on woman play, but there are bi men there. It's just no one's sucking dick on the pool. No man is sucking dick on the pool because it's just not, I don't know, it's like frowned upon. I think for that I would recommend Bi Week at Hito more. How many people did I swing with? Juicy stuff. Okay, so sorry if you can hear the wind, but we're in the tropics, so sorry. I met this one couple And one guy that I wanted to play with. So, okay. I'm rambling. I play with one guy. I fucked him two or three times. That's the guy that I held his dick while he was peeing twice, which is like the reel that went viral that brought him on the, all these questions. So I fucked him. It was really good. But obviously my favorite part was me getting to hold his dick while he was peeing twice, because that's just fun. And that was like during dinner, we just went to the bathroom and did it twice. So people would come in and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, because it was in the men's bathroom. And because it was a swinger screw, so no one cared. So that was so fun. And then there was this French guy that I saw night one. I went to the playroom just to like peek, and I saw this guy having an orgy, and he was fingering someone very aggressively the way I like it. And I could only see like he was bald, and I was like, I want to play with him. So the next few days, every bald man I looked at or I like stumbled upon, I was like, were you having an orgy last night? Like, is it you? Are you the one I want to play with? And eventually I found him after a few uncomfortable conversations. I found him, and I think I played with him the last night of the cruise. He did finger me aggressively in a position I'd never been fingered before, and I am obsessed. So we did that, and then I like my butthole did something while I was getting fingered, and I was panicking. So I like stopped everything, because we were in the playroom, like it was busy. Everyone around us was fucking. So I kind of stopped. I looked at the sheets and I saw stain, and I was like, oh my God, I shit myself. Like, I literally shit myself while I was getting fingered. So I was so embarrassed, and I tried to like move to another part of the bed and just like make out, but I was freaking out. So I like stopped everything. I was like, thank you so much for whatever the fuck, see you later, and sent him on his way so I could clean up. So I grabbed like the sheet. I smelled the sheet. It didn't smell like anything. And I was like, okay, maybe if I'd shit myself, I would have, you know, I'd smell shit, but it didn't smell like anything. So like picked it up, put it away, ran to the bathroom, because I swore I was like running with shit like smeared on my butt cheeks. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. So I ran to the bathroom, and lo and behold, I did not shit myself. It was blood. Probably from getting fingered so aggressively, because I wasn't on my period or anything. But that was embarrassing. It was, I mean, now it's funny, but it was embarrassing. And this is just a reminder that even people like me have embarrassing stories. So, okay, is everyone swinging or some just being there learning? So 95% of people on that cruise, at least, were only soft swapping, which is a term in the swinger community. It means that you fool around, but you don't do penetration with another person that's not your partner. So that is full swapping, soft swapping. Full swapping is when you can also do penetration. And it's usually vaginal penetration, anal penetration. Soft swappers do anal. They just like really worship vaginal penetration. I don't know what else to say about that. But most people are soft swapping. Everyone kisses each other. This is one day I kissed like 13 people, and that was like normal. Everyone's kissing, oral, like touching each other. But when it comes to penetration, literally very few. Like, I would walk into the playroom and maybe all the beds were full, but it was husband and wife, married, like they were married, not anyone else, and just on each mattress fucking. And it's like the French guy was having orgies every night, but that was like the small group that was doing group play. Not a lot of people. Oh wait, I didn't answer the question. Okay, so guy I held his dick while he was being, French guy, bald guy. I also fucked a couple, but that was soft swapping, you know, because they don't do penetration. So I was their first threesome. because they only do things with other couples. So I was their first threesome, and that was really fun. I am in love with them. They're like a Mormon couple, but they are so open-minded, and I spend a lot of my time with them. I am obsessed with them. Hello, if you're listening. I miss you. Hope to see you on a future cruise. And that was just, they're such great people. And I didn't used to believe that you could be religious and sexually liberated. And they proved me wrong. They really, really proved me wrong. Okay, so I played with them. Then, second to last night, I played with beautiful woman, the 25-year-old, who is just as bi as I am. So this one was tricky because I wanted, like, she's gorgeous, and I was not interested in her partner, who was, I guess he was in his 60s, maybe 70s, where I was really not interested in him. So the way I approached it is I saw them at the pool, and I approached both of them, and I was like, hey, I think you're gorgeous, but I am, like, I spoke to both of them kind of like asking permission, because that's how it works there in the swinger community. So I kind of like asked him for permission to play with her, and I said he could watch. I said, you can be there if you want, but like, don't touch me or her, because she's mine. And I made my case, and then I was like, think it over. I'm sitting right there. I'm going to go grab a drink. I'll be back. And by drink, I mean water, because I didn't drink the whole cruise. So they got back to me, and they were like, of course, like, yeah, let's do it. So that night we met in the playroom. I had like my bag of goodies. I literally, like, I just focused on her. She is the most submissive person I have ever encountered in my life. And I think the way she went into subspace, like, she wasn't there. So I just focused on her for probably an hour and a half. I pulled all my cards. I ate her out. I fingered her. I touched her. I grabbed a wand. We used the wand for a long time. I put on my strap on, which was the scandalous woman and woman thing I was saying, because like everyone was watching that. No one else did that. I think no one else had a strap on the cruise. Anyway, I did my best, and she couldn't come. Like, she was like, I'm so sorry, the whole week I've had trouble coming. And I'm like, don't worry. And I kept trying. I really did. But she couldn't. And I get it, because sometimes I don't. I mean, I usually don't. But my first vulva owner that I couldn't make come. And it makes me sad. And this is just a reminder of, like, I care about other people's pleasure so much that I am still disappointed that I couldn't make her come. And that is the energy that I want. If someone fucks me and they can't make me come, like, I want them to try. If I want an orgasm, I want them to try their best. And if they still don't manage to accomplish it, I want them to be like, oh my God, well, next time we're like, what can I do better? You know, like, that is the energy that we want. I don't want mediocre people anymore, because I know the way I treat women, and that's how I want to be treated. By men specifically, because I will just worship women. I think, like, we just made out. She barely touched me, and I was so okay with that. So after a long time, I was like, how are you doing? And she's like, I actually have to go pee. And I was like, okay. And her partner was just like there watching. I kept trying to like talk to him and involve him a bit, but he was just watching. So she came back, and I was like, do you want to keep going? And she's like, I'm actually good. And I asked her if she wanted some aftercare. She said yes. So we cuddled, like, me on my back, and she was just like on me a little. So I just caressed her whole body for like 25 minutes, and we were about to fall asleep. So I was like, okay, you need to go to bed. And that was beautiful. I loved that one. And then lastly, I think I, well, no, I think lastly, but because I don't remember anyone else, but I also fucked, oh no, never mind. There are more people. Last night I fucked a man I wanted to fuck, but just briefly, it was a really odd situation. We had talked about it and I had asked him if his wife was okay with it. He said yes, that they could go off on their own. He was so hot. And one of the people in their 30s, I would guess, maybe, yeah, I think he was in his 30s. Anyway, so hot. And I saw him that last night and I was like, are we doing this or not? And he's like, yeah, of course. So we made out for a few seconds and then we fucked for like a minute. And that minute was amazing. But then he just stopped and his wife was there. So he just started fucking his wife and he came in his wife. And then they were like, goodbye. And I was like, I'm confused and I am still confused. I don't know what happened, but anyway, I also had, I wouldn't say it was a sixsome because it was just couples fucking next to each other, but I also fucked the partner of the 24-year-old and that is the oldest person I have ever fucked, but it was my best fuck of the whole cruise. And that's just mind-blowing to me. Like, even, like, Alexa a year ago would not have even considered being with someone not even, like, 20 years older than me. This was a lot more than 20 years older than me. So the way that I've rewired my brain to be attracted to older people is should be studied. It shouldn't be studied because what is going on? Anyway, so I fucked him. I had spent a lot of time with him. Like, if you had asked me the first day I met him, I would have been like, I'm not fucking that man. But after, like, spending some time with him, I was like, hell yeah. Yes. So that man has stamina. Holy shit. And he was so patient and he was like, well, first of all, he fucked me really hard, which is what I like. And he was so patient. He's like, grab your toy, make, like, come. And he would fuck me slowly so that I could focus on the toy on my clit so that I could come, which was very nice. And he was super patient. He also ate me out like a king. Like, he was so good at it. So that was a really good one. And when I came, because it took me a while, it took me a long time. When I came, it was explosive. Again and again, everyone was watching because it was in the playroom. Really, really good orgasm. Like, wow. This is the only person I came with on that trip, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So those are the people that I played with. Next question. What's something about it you'd improve? I think I would make it more queer inclusive a bit. I did feel like it was for straight people, but obviously not everyone was straight. And I think it's sad the way female bisexuality is celebrated and male bisexuality is like looked down upon. I think that's just sad. So that, but it was incredible. Like the service, the destinations, the cruise. I mean, the cruise, it was a smaller ship. It was like, it's for 700 people. I think there were like 600 and something there, mostly from the US, but there were people from everywhere. Honestly, I met some really interesting people. The food was great. The shows were good. So, I mean, yeah, you get what you're expecting. There was this library as well, and it was huge, and no one was ever there. So I spent a lot of time there, honestly. I loved that part, because everyone was, like, at the pool getting drunk, you know, doing their thing, partying, and in the sun, and I was like, no thanks, I'm gonna sunburn. So I was just like, go read my book at the library, go edit an episode or whatever, because I was trying to work. Oh, the Wi-Fi. I could barely text. It wasn't great. But I mean, like, that just happens on cruises. So mostly inclusivity to queer people. Male queers, basically. How would introverts fare there? I'm I'm both, honestly, but I hate people. I mean, I don't, but I do. So if I needed alone time, I would just be in my room, or I'd be in the library, or, you know, like, you do whatever you're comfortable with. So you do fine. And if you wanted to socialize, you could just be at the pool in the middle of everything, and eventually you'd meet people. Like, everyone wants to talk to everyone. So it's not hard. I do want to say that compared to, like, Hito, during bye week, at least, I have not been to any other week. Compared to Hito, where if I went with Zach, but if I was by myself for 10 seconds, because Zach was, like, doing his thing with other people, like, 5 feet away from me, there were three people talking to me. Like, if I was in the social spaces, I was not being approached. I was always being approached, no matter what I was doing. So that was very different from this cruise, because I was by myself on the pool, in the pool, by the pool, breakfast, I don't know, and no one talked to me. Like, I had to put in so much effort to, not so much, I had to put in effort to meet people and talk to them, because no one was approaching me. And I don't know if that's like a straight swinger thing or what, but at breakfast, I befriended the staff. That's how I know how nice they were, because I've talked to them every morning at breakfast and no one ever, well, no, I guess the Mormon couple, we had breakfast a few days together if they were there. And, but that's mainly it. Like, I don't know if it was a me thing or what, it was different. And in Hito, there weren't as many rules. Like, I didn't have to ask a spouse permission to fuck their partner. Here, I asked multiple wives if what I had to do, or if they were okay with me fucking them. Most said no. They were like, I'm not comfortable with that. We only soft swap. And they wouldn't even let me soft swap with their husbands. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm young or what's going on, but it's just different. I still had a blast. Would you do it again? Yes, please. Please keep taking me, Mario. I can't wait for the next one. I do. There's also, there's just really cool destinations. So yes, I want to do it again. I want to keep doing it. I loved it. But at the same time, I've read a few things about cruises. Like, they're unsustainable, and they, I don't know. Like, can people comment? Can you DM me or something? I want to have conversations about this, because I really don't know that much about it. But I think there are such limited spaces like these that I don't think it's worth it for me to stop going for a few reasons. I mean, it depends on the reasons. I just don't know enough. I need to educate myself. But I do want to have those conversations. If you know about it, DM me and we can talk about it. But I do want to keep going, honestly. How did you find one? I've seen some adult only, but I assume swinger ones are different. Yeah, I think in the adults only cruises, you'll find swingers if they have like pineapples on their doors and shit like that. But this was a swingers cruise. Like, everyone was a swinger, and the decorations were on point. Everyone had little contacts card to like give out. Everyone had things on their door, like whiteboards and pineapples and pictures of them and all the things. It was great. The decorations, the merch, like, they do it really well. But yeah, they are different. There are a few companies, but I mean, Desire Temptation, that's the company that I know. And there are also resorts with those names in Mexico that's the same company. Like, there's Swingers Resorts and then the cruises by the same company. I'm like 99% sure of that. Don't come at me. And then there's other bigger cruises. There's Bliss. I think those are like 3,000 passengers. There are some gay cruises. I don't know if there are lesbian cruises. But they're out there. You just have to, like, I don't know, find them. Coming in private and publicly. Yeah, you can come wherever you want. No, you actually can't. You could actually only have sex in the playroom or in your room. Then that's what was in the rules when I signed in to get on the cruise. And I was like, that's like, you can't play in the pool. You can't play in, like, I don't know, a hallway. And no, you like, I think when you're docked, you shouldn't go wild in the pool because of, you know, loss or whatever. But once we were out in the open sea, and as the cruise progressed, people were fucking in the pool, which I was happy to see and participate in. Oh, I just remembered. Okay, so I mentioned the people that I played with, but I also, this one time in the jacuzzi, it was like six of us, or no, it was like 10 of us. I don't know. There's this one couple that came. Oh, here's Tofu. Hey, baby. This is one couple that came, and they were like, oh, we love doing three-way kisses. Like, we're so good at them. And everyone was like, how are you so good at them? So they made out with everyone. Well, all the women. We all had three-way kisses. And then all the women, we had three-way kisses. I think at some point it was five of us having a five-way kiss. And that was fun. And then I left the jacuzzi because there was an orgy workshop with this Sally. That's the only workshop I went to. And then that workshop was really fun. But they split the room between soft swapping and full swapping. And that's how I know how many people only soft swap. Because like, there was only like six people in the full swap area. And all the other mattresses in the soft swap were taken. But on that workshop, I had my little bag, my goodie bag. And I just went around with my wand, lube, and condoms. I wrapped my wand in the condom. And I went around. I think I did it to three women. I just made them come repeatedly, all three of them. It was great. The last one, a squirter, the female in the Mormon couple, she didn't let me know she was a squirter. So I had no idea. And she just squirted like all over my face, my bodysuit, everywhere. So the next time we played, I was ready. But then I just went to take a quick shower because then I had to go to dinner. But that was just fun. I was like the orgasm fairy. So that was actually really cool. I love doing that. So like, can you tell how much fun I had? And you find, like, you find your people, you find the things you're interested in. I had no interest in being in the sun all day and getting drunk, but I still found all the things that I wanted to do. I still made them happen. You know, I went outside every time we were docked. I did excursions. I swam with sea lions, like in Uruguay. It was incredible. Like, I had so much fun. How many times did I come? I did come repeatedly because I masturbated a lot, I think. But I only came with that older man once. I really don't think I came with anyone else. Not the bald guy that fingered me. I mean, man, it was really close. But I can't come while getting fingered. I mean, I love it. But I've never, like, had an orgasm. Maybe I could. Anyway, so once with another person and then by myself. I don't even know. Did you feel safe to say no? Absolutely. I mean, again, people weren't really aggressive or approaching me much. But I felt extremely safe to say no. I mean, there were people probably that I rejected, and it was fine. Everyone super respectful. I mean, I had more trouble at Hito because people just like touch you, not like sexually, but they like hold your back and they grab your arm and they're, you know, it's a bit more aggressive. That's just how it was. Like, consent is different everywhere, but I felt extremely safe. It was great. Everyone respected me. It was great. What else? What are the activities? Okay, so mainly you would just be at the pool. There were workshops. And, well, if you're docked, I always went. Like, that was three countries I hadn't been to. So I was happy to go and explore. And then at night, every night there was a show. Like a little dance or something, and that was fun. And then like after that, people just stay and mingle. But that was like late. One thing I would change, the playroom opened at 10:30 p.m. What the actual fuck? Where are the daytime orgies? Where are the afternoon play parties? Like 10:30? I'm asleep. I am in bed. So that's sorry to queer men, but like, if there's one thing I could change, I would open the playroom earlier, or a chunk of hours, something, I know you can play in your room, but like, this is not the same because you have to schedule it. Like, some people, you have to like set appointments. With the ball guy, I had to set an appointment to fuck him, which was like not organic, and like I did it and it was fine. But you know, the playroom. Also, there was one couple I had an appointment with, and then they bailed. Like, they didn't bail. I went to the playroom, they were there, and I was like, we doing this? And then they were both super weird, and I was like, look, if it's not a fuck yes, I don't want it. And then the next day, they like apologized. They were like, so sorry, we were in our heads and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to be involved in any drama. Like, you either want to fuck me or you don't. They were beautiful, both of them. So it's sad, but it was weird. When is the next one? May 4th to the 11th. It's a French Riviera cruise. It leaves from Barcelona and it ends in Rome. I hope I'm going. I don't know if I'm going. I'm recording this March 30th or something. I think it is March 30th today, and this is going live this week. Sorry it took me so long to record. So in like a month, 5 weeks or so, it's the cruise. I think there's still rooms available. I might do a workshop, and then that's Desire. And then the next Desire one is in September, and that one does Greece and Turkey, which is really fun. But I think there's another Temptation somewhere in there. I'm not sure, but go on their Instagram and they should have it all available. Was there a vetting process? No, you just book. There were people in the playroom, like making sure everyone was safe, but like, again, because it was mainly the same husband and wife playing with each other, there wasn't really much to be concerned about because not a lot of people were swapping. I didn't see a lot of risk, like risky behavior, no one violating consent. It was very safe. But to my knowledge, people were not vetted. Did I do double penetration? No, I did not. Again, men don't really play with each other. I think I have answered most of them. How many cocks did I eat? People, Jesus. Probably just the ones that I played with. I don't think I did oral with anyone with that. Only the couple that I soft swap with, because we didn't do penetration. But you can count. I don't know. I don't even know. So that was it. I would love to repeat. Would totally do it again. And it was just fun. It was such a fun experience. While there are some things I'm not familiar with because I haven't been, but I think that was my first straight swinger experience. So I think I did pretty well. I learned the rules. I adapted to the rules. I asked the wives for permission to fuck their husbands, even though most of them said no. It's just fun. I think the swinger community is fun. It's kind of funny because a lot of them don't think of themselves as non-monogamous, but in my eyes they are. Like, that's within the non-monogamy umbrella. But they're just fun. I mean, everyone has a story. Everyone is so interesting. The staff, like, not only the cruise staff, but like the group staff, the cruise director, the people that did the shows, the people that were in charge of like the fun pool activities. Everyone's so nice, so fun. So I don't know. Also, one of my favorite things about these spaces in general, and I saw it a lot at Hito too, is that because people are naked, and everyone looks different, like, it's a great opportunity to learn to love your body. And this is just like very wholesome and cute, and I'm going to cry saying this, but you see like literally every body type being celebrated, and not just like skinny or fat. I mean like saggy tits. I mean really long labia, or people have had surgery, like a lot of tummy tucks I saw, and small dicks, big dicks, like whatever dick, you know. It's just like wherever there's naked people, it's a chance for you to accept your own body and celebrate everyone else's body, because I mean, honestly, because I'm young, I was an attractive person there, and yet I think I was not the most confident person there. I was so not. If I was at the pool, I had my bikini bottoms on, even if I was topless. I'm not used to people just having access to look at my pussy, you know, like look at my labia, look at my ingrown hair, or whatever it is, right? But everyone else was like legs spread out there, mostly soft dicks, like no one was hard unless they were doing something, you know, so like, and people are just so comfortable in their nudity, and that honestly is just practice, because when I got to Hito, I was like, holy shit. But by day three, I was like naked. At day two or three, I was like, whoa, let's get naked, you know? And on the cruise, it was the same. It's just such a good reminder. And I love the diversity. Like, there are no porn genitals there. Everyone's different. Everyone is normal. And it's just a great reminder for me, especially, like, personally, that, you know, all bodies should be celebrated, and that I don't have to look a certain way. So that is just very wholesome and cute. What else? Yeah, it's just a short episode for you. Bonus episode. I miss you. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. I will keep giving you the juicy stories as I have them. Remember, when I travel and I am very sexually active, I share everything on my close friends. You get access to my close friends when you become a Patreon. So that's fun. I hope to see you over there. You also get the unedited episodes of the podcast there. Yeah, I'm working on some stuff. I've also am trying to have first dates on the podcast. Those are not camera, sorry, because people are more comfortable off camera. And I've had three, but the second guy was after we recorded, and he said some of the most cancelable things. He was like, he texted me. He was like, I'm actually not comfortable with you posting any the episode. And I was like, no shit, like no shit after what you said. So I only have two first dates, and I want to have like a full season of first dates. So if you want to have a first date with me on the pod, send me a DM, and I'll see you next time. I am ready to turn off the lights, but before I do, do you want to look at my babies? Like, they're just so cute. Vidasha, mi amor, ven. Y tú, ven, te foco. Coge. Ven aquí. Ven, mi vida. Ven, mira la cámara. Well, let's briefly get a glimpse of him. They're just gorgeous, so might include a picture of them, because this is the first time I'm recording with them. But anyway, yes, I'm ready to turn off the lights. Goodbye.